To all of our visitors from the Thirst Conference, I welcome you to the greatest parish in the whole wide world. I say that with the utmost humility, of course. Welcome, and I trust you're enjoying the Thirst Conference. For my homily today, everyone, I have 3 points on this beautiful gospel of Zacchaeus. First, dear people, if we take with us to our prayer and to Mass what's inside of Zacchaeus, then it will never disappoint. Our personal prayer, Mass, will always bear fruit in our hearts if we take with us to prayer and to Mass what's inside of Zacchaeus. And what's inside of Zacchaeus is an eagerness to meet Christ. To meet him. To meet this powerful Christ. That Zacchaeus ran out and climbed that tree because he heard that this man is powerful and he's good. And I want to meet him. What drove him was a desire, a belief that this man is powerful and I want to see him. Zacchaeus, everyone, wasn't just a tax collector. He was the chief tax collector. He was the big dog. And he was the chief tax collector of Jericho. Jericho is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. A couple years ago, it celebrated its 10,000th anniversary. So one could say that Zacchaeus is the richest man in the oldest city in the world. But that's not enough. He wants to see Jesus. And it makes this rich, powerful man do childlike things like climb up a tree and not care what people think. So eagerly does he want to meet Christ. Everyone, what I think fights against that eagerness, what deadens it in us, is that somehow our modern times have somehow been able to make Christ boring, tamed him, domesticated him, made him into more like Mr. Rogers, instead of the powerful, dangerous man he is. Dangerous in a beautiful way, of course. But if my heart loses that sense that he is powerful, it loses its eagerness. Imagine if after Mass, you decided to drive over to Mandan for brunch, and as you're driving over the Memorial Bridge, you see Father Schneider out walking, reading a book. In Greek, of course. And while he's walking, reading this book, he's walking on top of the Missouri River. You'd be eager to get to know him. Imagine if you're out for a walk with Father Johnson on a windy North Dakota day, and Father Johnson's had enough and turns and says to the wind, "Be quiet," and it listens. Imagine if at Sunday Mass I had cancer victims, handicapped people, blind people come up in front, and by a word, I heal them all. I have a feeling I'd have more friends if I could do that. Jesus did these things all the time. Imagine the 12 at night would go to bed thinking, what is he going to do tomorrow? My great hero, St. John Paul II, in his opening inaugural homily, when he became Pope, he said these words, "Our time calls us, urges us, obliges us to gaze on the Lord and immerse ourselves in humble and devout meditation," listen, "on the mystery of the supreme power of Christ." Our time calls us, urges us, obliges us to gaze and meditate on the mystery of the supreme power of Christ. In that homily, he used the word power 12 times. And so that's my first point, everyone. And to keep in mind that this power Christ carried out wasn't largely in nature, but in the human heart. The power to heal and change the human heart. And that Christ isn't someone distant or of the past. In a couple of minutes, we're going to eat him. Let us bring that eagerness. Second, we see in the gospel that not only is Zacchaeus eager, Christ is eager. Christ is eagerly seeking out. I have come to seek out and save what was lost. We get this sense that Christ was the one seeking out Zacchaeus. And to seek out where he was lost. That's where this powerful Christ seeks you and me, where we are lost. That's what we bring to him with great eagerness. Where do you lack trust? Where do you whine and complain? Where do you lack forgiveness? That is where this powerful Christ is seeking us out. Let us eagerly bring that to him. And then third, this beautiful story. Do you see this? So Zacchaeus is running. I want to see him. I've heard all these things about him. I want to see him. He runs through the crowd, climbs up this tree. His desire is only to see him. And what's Christ's desire? Zacchaeus, come down. I want to come to your house. Jesus always outdoes us in generosity. He exceeds our expectation when we come to him in faith. He gave Zacchaeus more than Zacchaeus was looking for. Because he came with this great eagerness. And so, dear people, let us pray with expectation. Because we know Christ is powerful and good. And whatever in us needs to be healed, needs to be converted, needs to be freed, he can do it and wants to do it. And so let us bring it to him with confidence. We love you, Christ, and we lay our hearts in front of you at this Mass. We want to meet you. come and stay with us in our house today.